Commissioners Court, April 4th, 2022. Special session begins here.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is a notice of special session of the Franklin County Commissioners Court on the fourth day of April 2022, 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. If you would, pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you do for us. We ask you to be with our citizens tonight, Lord, as the storms pass through, that you'll place your hand upon them and make sure that they're safe, Lord. We ask for your guidance, and we ask you to forgive us where we've failed you. We ask you to support our first responders, Lord, that they be safe at all times. And just once again, Lord, just forgive us, and we ask this name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sure. We'll do our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, do we have any public comments? I mean, discussion items. I know we're going to go over some stuff at the city, all of that, and we'll get down to that shortly.
I want to say something quick.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, you may remember him, one of the Precinct 2 employees passed away this weekend, Josh Lee.
Yes.
And so.
I think it was Thursday, probably, wasn't it? I think Thursday. Anybody else? All right, if we get down to an item on the agenda, if you want to speak, just raise your hand and we'll give you ample time to talk about it. Let's go to agenda item number one, audit claims against the county and authorize their payment.
Good morning. This morning I have for your approval $142,279.74. $142,279.74.
Okay, any questions, comments, motions?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have. Number two, consider and take action on approving accepting applications for hotel, motel, occupancy tax fund request.
This is really just to make official what we had already started doing, and that was to open up the application process for the Franklin County businesses to go ahead and apply. I don't know, we haven't used an application thus far this year, but if you want to use an application,
I did think of one thing we need to do that.
Rotary did have an application.
Oh, they did? Yeah. If I could get a copy of that,
I think I've already sent it to Jenna.
Okay.
I thought they had to have an application to qualify.
And Rotary did.
We had never advertised for people to send applications, so I never saw the tourist office.
Are we going to do that on a base to base deal? Or
well, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of like I was telling Betty Sue this morning. You know, if we wait till budget to do this budget time, you know, soon they may come up with something that pops up in January or February or December or whatever. That's something that I think it should be our. Now, I would like to make it a policy, and I'd like to put it on the next agenda to make it a policy that they only get one, they can receive one payment a year. Because I don't want them coming up every month saying this.
Well, when you do the budget, that's
yes, yes. Yeah. But I think that they should be, because there's things that pop up they don't know about in June, so. That's the reason I like that. But we'll talk about that, discuss it more than anything. I don't really think that's an action item, do we? We can just open it up. I mean, that's just.
Well, have we gone out and did a public notice on that in the past?
Yes, we have before. And that's, I think that's why she's been on the agenda, because we typically, or historically have, it's just, well, except we weren't going to do that anymore, now we aren't.
All right.
We need to do whatever our historical procedure has been.
All right. So is that a motion to go out?
That's a motion.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Okay. Number three, consider and take action on approving concrete proposal for EMS building. You want to say anything about that? We're going to get it done.
How much are we up to on that now?
I don't know, but did you get a copy of it?
Proposal is in the binder, Jim.
Concrete 71, we got a bill from, or we'll get a bill from McKelvey for $585 for the French drain, correct?
Right, the real great cost, sir. And the cement is on that.
So $8,000 or so?
Yeah, a little less.
$7,600. So move.
Okay, got a motion in a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right, let's go to discussion items. Here we go.
I got one thing quick before, and this will have people involved in the city as well. Cleanup. When are y'all doing cleanup?
It's starting Saturday.
Oh, of course we're behind.
It's this whole week through Saturday.
I think that y'all wanted to do it because I don't think AdCog's gonna, did AdCog do it?
No, we're not. They're not going to.
I went back on his name.
They're not going to reimburse us?
Paul Crane.
Paul, yeah.
A little bit too, but they had to do some funding on some grants and they just didn't have enough money to go around for that.
So do y'all want to do it?
I think we need to do it.
Well, we'll have to
put it on the
Monday's agenda.
We can put it on Monday's agenda. I don't, it won't be the same week as y'all's, but do it a week following Easter.
We're gonna do it during the
dump grounds.
What about the bicycle ride? We ain't gonna do it that day. Right?
No, it'll be the following week. It'll be the week after Easter.
Week after Easter.
Starting Monday of the week after
Easter.
And through the next Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's free dumping at the
dumping site
out there. And that's the only place we're gonna do it, Sam.
Yeah, okay. I'll have mine up there.
You'll still have yours for the whole month?
2 weeks anyway.
Two weeks starting
now.
Now.
Four.
Now through when?
To the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Now this is gonna be free for the citizens of Franklin County, correct? For that week,
well,
that cleanup?
Well, that's a commissioner's court decision, Mike. I'm going to put it on the agenda. You want to say the 18th through that Saturday,
yeah.
Monday through Saturday? And 18th, whatever that Saturday, whatever it's going to be.
All right, we'll just put it on the agenda and we'll talk about it next Monday.
You'll officially act on that Monday,
though, or
is this Will
you
officially act anyway on that?
Yes, Monday, yeah. We'll put it on there and decide before we do it.
I'll be excited to do our
thing. Just don't ever forget it, Katie. Okay, let's go to discussion items and I'm going to start off with the budget. I talked to Brad this morning about a rumor we had heard and he said, oh, there you are. And he said there's nothing true about it. You know, we'd heard some stuff about they were going to make the full-time fire department wouldn't go answer the county. He said that's not true. But let me talk about the city. There was things that had come up first. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go first. You want to speak about it first. You may go first.
No, I can share with you in front of me if you'd like to share.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So I will just take a minute to speak to fire departments and pay off the So you guys know we've got an awesome volunteer fire department we have for a long time. Guys that have got just tons of experience. Problem is the list of that list is shrinking. And for a long time we've had 9, 10, 11, 12 volunteers. And they're not all available. A lot of these guys got jobs, right? So they're pretty first during the day or text out or wherever and they're not available. Working in Silver Springs. So a lot of times there might not be but three people here during the day that are available to go on a call, two, three, four, five. It's not me. Call to action, and I'm asking all of us, please, as you're talking to our young folks out there to consider serving. Couldn't that be young? Brad could go volunteer too, right? So anyway, anybody that feels called that they could make the time, even if you dedicate this next year to say, I'm gonna help out the department. My son Chase is graduating here in May, and we were talking over the weekend. So I wish you would pray about it, think about it. You know, you're going to be here if you can help your community. We need service. So that's one thing. Calls, a lot of people know this, but this is an interesting fact. 80% of the calls that our city of Mount Vernon Fire Department make are in the county. Only 20% of our calls are in the city of Mount Vernon.
100% of them are in the county.
Well, they're all in the county. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is our county seat. I'll figure out Mount Vernon is Franklin County. But outside of the city limits, 80% of our calls, and that's really an accurate number. It's been like that for some time. And we're growing. Franklin County's growing. We got more and more houses, so more and more reasons that the pager goes off, right? And then we've got this third draft that needs to break tonight. And we're all tired of seeing our pastures catch on fire and houses and structures are at risk. So we have a short-term, near-term issue of a drought that's exacerbating it. But period, long-term, we've got to have volunteers. We, in the past, we would target having 25. I don't think we've had 25 volunteers in years. Okay. Years. Put Ricky over the winter to me. Yeah. So there's no reason for it to stop at 25 either. That's something we're going to quit talking about 25 and talk about how many can we get, right? And but the thing is, this is not something that somebody needs to think, well, I signed myself away for 20 years of service. Look, even if you can do it for the next year or two, please encourage our youth or anybody you know that might have the time. We need it. Okay, so we've got a really good ISO rating for that department, which helps us in the city with our insurance rates. It's a 4, which is kind of unheard of very often. It actually wasn't far from being able to drop down to 3. And I can't speak with an expert on this, but I think it's going to cause that variable. But if we can get to where we even had a hybrid department, so the rumor you're hearing, the press is talking about publicly, because I'm transparent, I like to talk and just share thoughts, because you talk, you know, what can we do, and then you rein it into what's really feasible. If I could snap my fingers today, we'd have 3 rotating firemen, just one on duty 24 hours a day, right? And I think that if you have 3, that gives you enough to manage through with the full-time chief. We made the move to a full-time chief. So we did make Colin Clasby chief last week.
He's here full-time. He's not paid full-time.
He's a full-time employee of the city. Yeah. So 8 to 5, we've got a chief. That role isn't something that's... It's not a full-time job, okay? It's paperwork filing that we're missing. When we get it done, we got a fine from the state of Texas for not filing paperwork. I don't like fines. We don't budget for fines. So we did make a change. That's probably frustrating. If you folks are saying, I'm going to turn the page off, we're going to get past that. I love everybody. We got volunteering. This is about getting more resources and more people volunteering involved and taking a step forward. And part of that step forward, at a point in time in the future, hopefully, if we can ever find a way to afford it, you'd have a fireman rotating. So towns like Clarksville have done that. They've got a hybrid department. So there's somebody there 24 hours a day. And it doesn't have to cost a lot, especially if we can find a way for county and city to find a way to fund that. So that's Brad's dream. You're hearing that being talked about. Some are saying, well, we're going to go to a full-time department. That's impossible. We can't afford that. But we could be a hybrid. And this town and county, I do think, could afford it. We could get our heads together and figure out how that looks. But that's the rumor you're hearing. That's Brad sharing. If we could get there today, this is where I think we should be. So we do have, the biggest issue we have is, and this didn't just start last week, we have not had a volunteer in a long time. And we still are answering all the calls. Rick, here, we're missing calls right now. So, anyway, that's it. I appreciate what you speak a little bit, Jeff.
You bet.
What's your city budget for the fire?
I got it right here. The total number, Kathy, you got that?
I didn't bring for the fire department. I didn't know.
$189,773.
This is $200,000. Yeah.
Repeat that
one. $189,773. Thank you, Brad. You know, I'm going to speak before we get going and everything. You know, in the past year or 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, I'm sitting there going, you know, the city needs to take their part and they need to do this. And then, you know, I sit there this last week, I've done a lot of soul searching and I looked up the budget on the police and the fire and the ambulance and everything else that we do. And I talked to Ricky and Ricky said, you know, and I'll kind of let you address it here in just a second. He said, you know, if we do away with the city police department, we keep paying for them, your budget's not going to change. You're still going to pay the exact same amount whether the city's there or whether they're not. So basically, it comes down to, do we want to do something like that and put everything back on the city where they'll have to hire no telling what? So guess who's going to have to pay for that? Taxpayers inside the city limits. They're the ones going to have to pay for it. So who are we hurting by doing, or even thinking about doing this? We're hurting, basically, we're hurting. We're not hurting people over the city at all. We're hurting people, the taxpayers in this community. You know, and I didn't realize until about 2 weeks ago that the city budget for law enforcement was $733,400. So, I was thinking about $200,000 maybe at the tops, and then I got there and said, man, they pay quite a bit on law enforcement.
We try to pay everything for the police exclusively. Even anything that Ricky may ask for, we help pay for the 911 or just about something.
And you pay for two dispatchers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the call volume, I didn't get that, I wish I'd have brought that. You know, we're talking about, you know, I got the ambulance call volume from a year ago, and it's basically 50-50, so it's more for the, more for that, but.
I will speak from working in jail just several years ago, a lot of times I was working by myself, and sometimes I get tight and need somebody to come back me up. Well, the county officer is a lot of times out, but a city officer was close enough, he could get to me a lot quicker, and that was a big help as far as the jail in those days.
That made you feel better,
didn't it? It did.
But yeah, we need to at the city closer. We need to work more with them. And if this helps out the taxpayers, it's not, you know, this is something coming from me that. You know, I have felt in the past, and I said, well, the city's taking advantage of us. They're, you know, I feel it. But then you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Oh, not really, you know, because I can remember the days when the city and the county were split on law enforcement, and there was, even back in late 80s, early 90s, there was, and that's ridiculous. You know, a guy told me one time in a seminar I was listening to, he said, you know, if law enforcement could work together, as well as the crews work together, we'd be an unbelievable force. He said, but every department's fighting against everybody else all the time. He said,
why is that?
That's a good question. I don't know. They can't get along. Everybody's got their own territory. Everybody, it's territory.
Do you feel the departments fight against each other?
Here we go.
Well, they don't now, because it's run by one person.
Yes.
And it works really, really well. But everybody is territorial about things. You've heard the saying, thicker than thieves. That's true. It's thicker than thieves. But the good guys don't have to get along. I mean, I've been all over the state of Texas, and I'm telling you, you go to Titus County, and I've picked on them before, and I don't really care what they say. That's the DPS and the county and the city, none of them get along. I mean, it's awkward. It's not right. So my deal is we need to get along with the city, because guess what? They're county. They pay county taxes inside the city also. This is me. This is just me. I just want to throw this out here. And I do the budget. I talked to you the other day. I do the budget. And it's probably going to stay the same, if not more, for the fire departments or whatever. We didn't pay anything for the fire department. We didn't give them a dime in the city, because we have the ambulance service. And then I talked to Tina about that. I said, I think that kind of equals out to do that. But I do want to make sure that we do have fire protection in the county and the city. And because, like I said, the people inside the city are county. 100% of the calls that you give is county inside the county, because the city of Mount Vernon is inside the county. And they just don't pay city taxes, not county taxes. So that's kind of where I'm standing right now. And I know we'll have the debate. And when it comes to budget time, I know I'll either get a thumbs up or I'll get a thumbs down. So.
When I had a fire back last summer, and the fire department was called in there twice, Mount Vernon was there both times. One time Purdy was there with them, but one time Purdy wasn't. It's only Mount Vernon.
Well, that being said, I want for Lily in paper to say that alone, it's not only the Mount Vernon fire department, it's every volunteer fire department in East Texas. So if anybody wants to volunteer for Purdy, if they volunteer for South Franklin or North Franklin hadn't had over two or three folks in forever, and they both work there today. Andy Emery, he works the days off. But I guess just in what Brad said, it's a countywide issue, and there's not a lot of people going into service in any form or fashion, volunteer or on our side of the law enforcement. But there needs to be a push for folks to soul searching done and see if they can give a little bit of time. Because whenever you have to pick up that phone, as you did, you call somebody tonight to see a red truck pull up with some water. And it's a problem with the county, across the whole county, and again, across the whole, everywhere, I guess, I'm assuming, but I was going to add that in there for good, but the paper's not just the city, it's still good.
And I know the city has helps on the library, and I know that's been an issue that's popped up too. Whether the city wants to put in money with the library, that's up to y'all.
Well,
it's a Franklin County library.
It was reported last time that we only give $10,000, but it's actually $18,500.
I think you come up with part-time help in the summertime or something like that, y'all came up. And I know that y'all gave the hub, but the hub was ours. We can't gripe it, the city.
But we asked, we gave.
You did. We asked you, y'all gave. But that's our deal, that's the county, that ball field out there. I know the people, the airport, that's ours.
We gave $7,500 to the baseball association to use for advertising.
Yeah. So you know, it's there, and we just don't know it all the time, what y'all do give some of the times. But the airport, you know.
It's outside the city.
It's our airport. We didn't decide this, our forefathers did. Bob Wright did and told us we'd never pay a dime in county taxes. I remember him saying that, and I said, boy, I remember, I was a kid. I remember him saying that, but it does. But you know what, that was the people that were before us that decided to make that a county airport, a county ball field out there, and I think Sam's the only one left on the commissioner's court that was involved in that.
Well, and you know, when the baseball fields were up behind the school, the city paid all the electric.
Yes.
But when you moved out, it's beyond our jurisdiction, we can't.
Yeah. So, we can sit here and discuss the budgets of the city and the county, and I'll turn it over to anybody else that wants to talk about it or have questions or whatever. They're here to answer. I'm glad y'all came today. I've had mixed emotions in the past about, you know, I think the city needs to pay more here and here, but then, you know, when you start looking at it, you know, and I don't live in the city, I don't pay city taxes, but I think I gripe more when I lived in the city about the city taxes.
Everybody up there pays city taxes. Every time you go to the
store,
you pay sales tax. Well, it doesn't matter, it's a tax.
It is.
It's a tax. There's a whole lot more sales tax paid in the city than there is outside the city in Franklin County.
We need to get busy and get business out of the county.
You want to go down the road of businesses in the city?
I'm just saying, the city doesn't have any control whether a business starts outside the county or in the city. I mean,
that's true. So, anybody else? Anybody any questions about where we need to go? Questions? I mean, that's a great opportunity. We got
this interlocal agreement between the city and the county. I went back and read the old agreement, and it said back then that there was supposed to be no compensation from the city to the county. Then it said, this is Tina Rose's memo to Betty Sue, dated November the 6th, 15. The contract says the sheriff will not be compensated, but years ago Chuck White started getting paid. Now also Jack Mendez and Chris Morris get $250 each. So we had this agreement between the city and the county, and now we get $21,000, but then the county pays that out, so the county is providing these services, and we're getting no compensation for this, the county. No financial compensation whatsoever.
I'm not sure I understood what you said. We're paying it, but you get no compensation.
It's okay, why does the city not pay the sheriff directly?
Because when Betty Sue became...
Excuse me?
Against the law.
Yes.
And why is that, okay, why is that against the law?
Emolument.
Pardon?
The term called emolument.
Okay. And in English, that means getting paid by two governmental agencies?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I talked to Jim Allison about this.
Have you talked to your county attorney about it?
Well, Jim Allison, county attorney.
No, Jim Allison would have told you, and I can call him right now. He said, I guarantee you, he said, talk to your county attorney.
Okay,
every time I've talked to him, he said, talk to your county attorney.
No, we talked to the county attorney and we cleared the tax. Right?
Okay, Jim Allison said what we're doing is legal. He said it will not end well. Franklin County, by doing this agreement, and I know where y'all are gonna go, you're gonna say that the city indemnifies Franklin County. When there is an issue within the city, and there will be one at some point in time, Franklin County will be sued for administering the police department duties. If you shot a family, if an officer of mine shot a family member, or an officer of the city shot a family member of mine and I thought it was a wrongful death, I would sue the city, I'd sue the county, I'd sue whoever.
You couldn't stop somebody from suing you anyway.
That's right.
That happens every day.
I understand it does. But if we're not involved with the city police department, I mean, they can sue us, but any judge is gonna toss that out pretty quick because they're gonna say that's between the city police and police chief and the city council and the mayor and whatever. So my point here is we're assuming this liability and the county at the end of the day gets not one penny. Effectively, what we're doing is we're taking the city money and we're laundering it through the county budget process to pay out the employees. Because it's illegal.
I'm gonna tell you, no, it's not illegal.
He just said it was illegal to pay the city.
But not the way they're doing now.
If we paid them.
Right.
And I think
and why does anybody think that law is in effect? Because whoever made that law seems to think it's not a good idea.
Because you're dual office holding.
Yeah. Because they think it's not a good idea to be dual office holders. That's why that law was passed.
But it's not against the law to be a dual office holder.
That's true, but to get paid.
A sheriff can, you can.
They just said they couldn't pay the sheriff.
No, I'm talking about he can be a dual office holder. You can't, he can.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Not elected.
Pardon?
The chief is hired, not elected.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not a dual office.
But you can't pay him.
It's not a dual office.
But you can't pay him.
It's not a dual office. Not elected.
I know, but you can't pay the sheriff.
Well, you can't legally the way we're doing it now. Because if we checked, Tina found that deal, and when Tina was here as the auditor, she found that, she went to the city. Betty Sue, we talked about this the other day, and we found out that they do it legally this way, so that's the way they're doing it. So it is legal. And the word laundering isn't.
Well, you're passing it slang. Through. Well, you're passing it through.
We're going to start talking about laundering money. You better produce the allegations.
Well, the money is coming in here and going out there because it can't go in the other way. So you can slice it however you choose.
Well, at the end money of the laundering is a criminal act. And when you accuse somebody of laundering,
yeah,
that's slanderous. Extremely slanderous.
If y'all approve that in the budget, does that mean y'all are all involved also?
Yeah.
Okay, at the end of the day, the amount of money that's coming into the county in no way represents the effective.
Well, that's
cost.
Yes, it does. It does represent. They pay the county for him to oversee the city police department, which is a small city. It saves the taxpayers money locally.
It saves the city taxpayers. It
you
costs
bet.
The county taxpayers.
It doesn't cost a taxpayer a dime.
Okay. Have you ever driven your car for city business?
I drive my car every day for. I'm going to go to city calls and if I was the chief or not.
Right. He's over the whole county inside the city. If he goes to Winsboro and backs him up on
it. Takes care of the police department and just needs you for oversight. Yeah. It's not like it's your full time job.
You're not going to say anything to make him happy, so why?
What it sounds like we need to do is ask the city what all they want us to pay and let's just get after it.
Well, if it's in with the best interest of this county, then yeah, I think we've got to the point. Yeah, we do need to ask them if they need more.
And you brought up a point earlier that a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with now started years ago.
Yes.
And because
and it worked great.
When you look at probably 75%+ of the cities. The library is a city operation. I realize here it's a county, but you guys talk about the fire department 80% out in the county. Okay, I agree, that's probably correct. Probably half of the library is city, more or less, okay?
But they are county citizens.
Yeah.
I remember the day when the city was 100% county. They run the all. That's the only thing we had.
And that's a great point, because I'll sit here and bring this little deal up. Let's say the city says, that's fine, we'll do away with the police department. They can do that. Guess who's going to have to take every call in the county? That guy right back there is going to be responsible, as he is now, for a bit of it. And they don't pay a dime. They can take that somewhere $33,000 and say, we no longer have a police department. Guess who's got to do it then? So we're going to have to hire more up here to cover calls inside the city.
We're looking at that on what to throw now.
Yes, yeah. We got a mess down there. We're having to answer every call down there. So be real careful how you want to go about this.
Well,
I mean, what the bottom line is, Mark, and we need to do what's best for every citizen.
I agree.
Whether in the city, whether in the city of Winsboro, whether around the county. Matter of fact, if they're, you know, we're going to help people in South Hill. We've done it before because it's the right thing to do. When Hopkins County deputies are in Cumbie and they got a shooting going on in South Hill, we've answered, I know, years. We've gone to Winfield, we've gone to South Hill, we've gone to
Across
the creek, yes. And that's called mutual aid, and there's nothing illegal, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing.
I'm not implying that any of that's wrong.
That goes back to saying that, you know, we're a city and a county, but we're just a community affair.
Now, to start off with, I don't understand how he can sit behind that desk and say he has any idea how my office works, but he's never talked to my board. He's never called me one time and asked me how, if this needs to change or that needs to change, or what can I do to help you do it better. And so he has no idea as to how the city backs up the county out of the county because there's not enough deputies. He has no idea about how the deputies come into town and backs up the city. So if there's a shooting in town and somebody's going to get sued, we're all going to get sued because we're all going to be there. He has no idea how it works in the other communities that have the conflict between all the departments.
That have the what?
Conflict between all the departments.
Well, I don't understand.
We get along greatly here. It would cost the county, it would cost the county more money if we split, because the county's going to have more officers, because as I said, the city backs up the county and the county backs up the city, and the city would have to have more officers. It's going to cost on both sides, because I would be in here the day that agreement nullified asking for more officers, and the city's going to be in asking for more officers, because there's not enough, I mean, to handle it. So, you know, it works well. If they moved out today, there would not be a change in my bills. I buy them nothing from the sheriff's department side. If they need file holders, they buy their own file holders. I've had the city buy me pallets of paper because I didn't want them to say that they're worried about even furnishing the paper. If they need DVDs, they buy their own. They purposely, it says not run the police department, the DVDs, the sheriff's department, because they buy the budget for the police sector. I don't buy them anything on the county side, and they don't buy anything for the county. I've worked over the last few years. We used to share the server. They were on our server, and they had that benefit. It didn't cost them a penny to have a server. Well, the last 2 or 3 years, I've been working on. They had some money left over in the city budget, so I went out and bought them their own server, I've separated that. And that's been our biggest hardship on us, because now inside that building, used to we could see what each other was doing and working on. Now we can't do that, so we have to share on community. We have to rely on pieces of paper. Be passed from one desk to another, but I purposely done that because I don't know who's going to be mayor, I don't know who's going to be sheriff. If this agreement is ever nullified and done away with, and it needs to be able to have an easy split, and I've been working toward that for the last several years. So now if the city was to move up to the, we were to split, they were moved to a different building, you could walk in and plug their computers and plug them back in, and they have their own network. I, knowing that this has always been an issue, I overly watch what's just being spent on the county side and the city side, and make sure that we don't pay bills. Every now and then, I get a bill into the county basket that comes over here, and Chance stamps it, this is the city, sends it back to them. By no means did I try to sneak one past anybody else. When I'm separating the bills, I got one in one basket or the other. I think I've sent some county ones to the city before. Whenever we did cop scene, I've made sure that the county paid their part of it, the city paid their part. With the new software that we bought, you know, I kind of dropped the bomb on the city. I don't think I prepared them enough for what it's supposed to cost them whenever we did that, but we had to find some money. But they paid for their own Southern software, and all their additions to that is all separate. I made sure of that. So, you know, this, you know. Laundry and stuff like that, that's just a play on words, just a gated folks, and that's just not appropriate for me.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that term.
So, anyway, I don't want the agreement to cost the county anything. But I can promise you, if you shut the doors today and separate the two, you wouldn't see a difference in the bills. Not a penny.
And then the bottom line is,
if the
only thing that would hurt would be the taxpayers inside the city, which is our citizens.
Well, I think,
and that's kind of where I'm.
On the city and county side, it's going to hurt on both sides. You know, we didn't even discuss the jail side of it. You know, you arrest people, the city arrests people on Class C. Was supposedly that first 12 hours or whatever, there's supposed to be a charge. Well, one, we don't hardly ever arrest Class C's anymore. Kathy's gotten upset with me about this on from the judge's side about if one does hit the jail, I give them the maximum time served credit.
It's $150 a day. It's like they're there overnight.
Yeah, it's about 100, they've upped it to 150, and I can give up to 4 to 1. So, and it's not just, I don't just do that to the city, I do that to Howard Pro tickets, which they don't come in very much anymore. I do the county tickets. Because I don't want a Class C person in my jail that's in there, 90% of them have medical issues. I put some vial medicine and get them all lined out with the doctor, and the next thing I know, I'm turning them back out in 2 to 3 days, and I've got a bunch of medicine that I bought for them that I didn't need. So I don't hardly ever risk Class C. So Class B's above this county in my ticket anyway.
And I think a lot of people don't know that.
And a lot of people don't know that. As soon as they get arraigned by a judge, and they're county folks.
Yeah.
If it's a warrant or a Class B arrest, they're county folks from the get-go.
It don't matter if it's city or county or DPS.
And, and I've asked around, over the years, I ask sheriffs all the time, I said, do y'all bill your city? And most of them don't. That's a lie. It's about 50-50. To where they do and they don't. Because it's, one, it's just a pain to figure out, okay, how many hours did I have? Do I bill them or do I not bill them? You almost have to hire another person just to figure out who gets paid and who doesn't. And with the Class C's, the state not letting you put Class C's in your jails, it really isn't a good point anymore. Anyway, that's my soapbox.
Well, we'll talk more about it, about budget. Well,
Mr. Mayor, if you just tell us how much you need for the fire, I'll see that you get it. We'll pay you whatever you need.
Since I do a budget, yeah, and I think you're just one vote on this.
I'm going to make a suggestion, y'all, so I think we can make some people mad. I might get to speak during what time. A great idea if the mayor would meet every now and then. Because we do need to be on the same page. We got to work together.
I think this meeting right here opens
it. I do too. I sit back here thinking, if they don't meet every month, they meet every quarter or something, because there's things the city's planning week that they may need our help. And there's things that we're maybe trying to do that we may need their help.
I will say this, taking it for Larkin, if you want to take it for $13,000 about the road stuff, that's between you and them.
That's a dead issue.
I would like to address that, because okay. You were saying that we were laundering money. You know, I guess my feeling about that check was, the check comment said what it was for.
Which, I don't know, what check are you talking about?
The road you thought you didn't get paid for. We paid for it before you got here. The check money was applied to something, I think it was applied to the library. The way we pay the money for the library is monthly. We pay for dispatch, administration, and library monthly.
Yes.
I pay $12,727 a month. I split that out, what it goes for. When that check was applied, it was applied to the library in one lump payment. We have never paid the library in a lump payment. We pay it every month. It's the way we've always done it. So the money got put in the wrong place. I don't know what you call that, but the money was given. It was just put in the wrong place.
This may come as a surprise, but I've moved way on past that.
Well, we just keep...
You don't get me bringing that up.
Well, it keeps coming up to us.
I don't bring it up. I moved past it. You know, I subscribe.
The money was paid.
I subscribe to that theory. Forgive, but don't forget. So I have forgiven.
Well, if you forgive, you do forget.
That's right. My mother said there's no such thing.
If you forgive, you forget.
That's right.
You don't use it against
somebody. There's no such thing as...
If you forgive them.
Well, I'll tell you what our pastor said. He said he gave somebody his billfold to go pay something, and anyway, when he got back, there was another $100 missing. He said, I forgave him, but he won't ever have my billfold again.
That's true. You don't.
So he's not forgetting that. So anyway, but that's another issue there, and that disagreement, for lack of a better word, between the city and the county that occurred back then has probably cost the count of the city hundreds of thousands of dollars, because y'all have gone outside to hire people to do the roads that could have probably been done equal or better at a much lower cost by the county. But that's your decision.
Because you couldn't accept that the money did get paid.
Pardon?
Everything I find out is the money was paid. You couldn't accept the fact the money was paid, you penalized the city of Mount Vernon.
You guys have never come to me again.
Thousands of dollars is what you're saying?
Pardon?
You're saying that you have penalized the city of Mount Vernon several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No.
If you can't accept that the money was paid, that's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous.
Mr. Hyman, y'all have
laundering money.
Your city has never come to me another time.
We paid it. The money was paid.
Would you listen, please? You guys have never approached me again about a road.
All I know is the only negative I hear out of commissioner's court comes from your chair.
Pardon?
The only negative I hear come from this court comes from your chair. And it's about that same silly $12,000 payment that Kathy just told you to pay.
I didn't bring it up, sir.
You did just bring it up.
No, the judge brought it up. The judge brought it. I didn't bring it up.
But you just said you penalized the city.
No, I said the city because of their... Never mind.
Mr. Cooper has done work for us and saved us money, and we appreciate it.
And you approached him. You have not approached me.
No, actually, he came to us. We didn't. We wouldn't ever ask because of that very reason. But he came to us.
And that is the reason why we cannot get along. That's the reason why it's not going to work.
Don't use the word we, because I'm going to get along fine.
I'm talking about you as a court and the city as the city.
Well, I think that today we've kind of cleared air about a lot of things.
The things that happened in the past.
Well,
and you're
going to
have to decide, and today would be a great day to decide whether you each want to see the other side. Whether you each want to see the whole picture.
I'm sorry for bringing up the 13th hour.
The sheriff mayor may not remember this, but he called me 5 or 6 years ago and asked us to mow out there around the Logan's Point area because it was dangerous for the school stuff. You remember that? We shut down everything we were doing and went and mowed that right then. Okay? That, I think, was after the 13,000 issue.
I'm not sure that we ever knew it happened.
Comment?
I don't have a comment about that.
Okay, so I did something that the sheriff...
We paid the money, is what the city is saying. I wasn't here then.
You're the only one talking. You and Ms. LeVere, the only ones talking about the 13,000.
I don't care about it.
It was kind of a
Thank you, Judge.
Like it was. I brought it up. I'm sorry.
That's kind of where it all went to hell in a handbasket.
It did.
But we did bring copies of the check. We did.
Okay, listen. If the money was misapplied when it was paid, it was probably because I misapplied it. Can I just take a crucifixion for that now?
No.
And do, I'm just saying,
it was
because
paid,
I would never
say we didn't do
have
that is not accurate.
Misapplied it purposely, because then we have to fix it.
I understand. I'm just,
I don't think they want it applied correctly.
I'm sorry
just
about that.
Hey, please, can we just leave it alone?
The only thing that gets me wrong is you say that y'all penalize the city hundreds and thousands of dollars. And if that's what the citizens of Mount Vernon need to hear, is that Commissioner's Court has penalized the citizens of Mount Vernon. They're county citizens. This is the county seat. If you want that to, well, you can put that on Facebook too.
You can put whatever you want on Facebook.
The Commissioner's Court penalized the citizens of Mount Vernon hundreds.
How can we penalize you?
I don't think we want to do that.
How can I possibly penalize you?
You said it, not me.
I said by the city refusing to work with us, not us refusing to work with you.
I don't know what that shot refers to.
Pardon?
I don't know what you're referring to. We work with the county every day. I love my county citizens and the departments within. We're not, there's no battle. We've moved on. But I do latch on to that we've been penalized hundreds of thousands, that's quote, you said it, I mean hundreds of thousands of dollars over a $12,000 confusion on whatever. That's still.
What I was saying, or at least attempting to say, sir, is that if you guys would have approached the county in a professional manner, probably some of these streets out there, I don't even know that area, Majors, whatever those are out there, y'all paid a boatload of money for that. We could have probably done that for much less, but you guys never approached us. Those were precinct two, you never approached.
Well, that's years back, and I don't know what years those were.
Well,
so I can't speak to that. All I know is what I'm hearing secondhand is that the city's been penalized hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They've been hit.
And I don't know why we hold a grudge over confusion of $12,000. It's not much money. It was used ethically, I'm sure. It's just a line-up thing. What's the big deal? Why can't we just?
You guys are the ones that keep talking about it.
You just brought up the penalty. I didn't realize the problem and thought I would have been penalized several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How can I?
I got an answer to that.
Marla, you're a county auditor. How can a member of this court penalize the city? You're an independent auditor. Please explain to me how I can possibly penalize the city. They, through their inaction,
don't do it.
I made the decision to hire an outside contractor. That's your choice.
From the Commissioner's Court, we were told not to ask, be a cold day in hell before we would get any help because the money wasn't paid.
Who told you that?
That's the message we got from the Commissioner's Court, you. That
I didn't say that.
It would be a cold day in hell before we got help from the Commissioner's again because we didn't pay, we ripped you off the money. So that's why we haven't asked, because it would be a cold day in hell. Why ask if we know we're not going to get help? And then to Facebook that county news saying that we never repair streets, we never repair water lines, we never repair sewer lines, that's completely inaccurate. And then to the trainer to say that we just keep going at it, we had nothing to do with that. Whoever writes that Facebook page is just trying to make more trouble. To say we never repair anything is completely inaccurate. No, we don't do it all at one time. We don't have any money.
And once again, we're not shutting down the library or the hub, by the way. I'll try it again.
It seems to me that communication is the main thing that's missing in all of this mess.
Yeah.
And we're too small of a county and a city. City is part of the county. To go through all this, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing when I get phone calls from other libraries that say, I've had a commissioner over here of yours asking questions and saying y'all don't do anything, and you know, it's really embarrassing. And I'm not the only one that's had that happen. But
well,
you know, we need to start from a clean slate, maybe today's the day.
And since you brought up doing stuff, a former library person over here told me a week or so ago that probably two people could run that library. Used to work there.
Well, that former person, probably through COVID, yeah, we maybe could have run it on two people. Maybe. But not now. We started a program Friday, our tiny art project. We handed out 50 that day. That was, I ordered 100, or the friends ordered 100. So we can't do what we do with two people. We struggle to do what we do with the people we have. And the city, thankfully, pays for my summer help and my office, my folks that come in and help with summer reading and things like that, because my budget was cut for that purpose several years ago. I went to the city, they picked it right up. The last 3 or 4 years that I've gone to the city and asked for anything, no questions asked. I don't even go to the meetings. No questions asked, they've given it to me. My e-books that are hugely popular. You know, we're too small to be bickering and fussing over this. I realize we have to be accountable with the budget. But just think what we could be and do if we all worked together.
Amen. That's my side. Sorry. Roseanne, we need to get you. Huh? Did we need to go after you out of here?
I had to agree with Lisa. Anytime I've heard from all the other commissioners, said Mr. He's coming in my office one time, I don't know. I think he's gone around, talked to other people for the JP offices, but he'll come in my office and ask me any questions.
I have never talked to another JP office. I have talked to several libraries because I'm trying to find out where our stance in relationship to other libraries, both administratively and budget wise. And I've been to Winsboro, I've been to Sulphur Springs, I've been to Mount Pleasant. Those are, Mount Pleasant, Sulphur Springs, significantly larger. Winsboro is comparable. New Boston, the New Boston library has two people. And their budget's $120,000, the city library, what you tell me, okay? Winsboro has one person unless they've
had... They've been shut down for months.
But he's looking to hire a second.
And they do not do the programming, nor have the circulation that we do.
I have people in my precinct in the Winsboro area, and they consistently tell me this library is so far ahead of Winsboro's.
Just for a money thing. I have on my software that keeps track of my circulation. It also has data gathering that tells me from today, for the past year, from today, how many dollars the citizens have saved just checking out hard items. This is not anything online. This is coming in, checking out a movie, checking out a puzzle, checking out a book, whatever. Today, when I checked before I came over here, $201,000. Today.
So you're factoring it, if they go check out a movie.
It counts the value of that movie. If they were to go buy that movie, $201,000. That's nearly all of my budget.
If you wanted the library, a county library, where would you want it if it wasn't in the city? You call it a county library. We're funded, you know, most of it's funded through the county. If it wasn't in the city of Mount Vernon, what would you want?
I'm okay with it being in the city of Mount Vernon.
Well, you know, do you know it's a law that it has to be in the county seat?
I'm not supporting or proposing that it not be in the county seat.
Well, I mean, you talk about the funding and everything. I mean, I think it's doing a great job with the funding they got.
But it should be.
Well, it is. That's why everybody brags on it. I mean, only way we know what's working is what our people that live in the county tell us.
How many people come into the library? I'm not talking about your special program. I'm talking about on a regular weekly basis. How many people come in?
200 to 300. Post-COVID, our curbside service is still active, so count those.
You still have curbside?
We still have curbside.
Did you say weekly or not?
Pardon?
Yes.
Weekly.
I think you're saying, I didn't say there was a bunch. I missed them somewhere.
It's all day long. You can sit at City Hall all day long. And during the summer, the kids are there every day.
Not only in the library, but you have field trips and everything else.
Yeah, on the square, the city lets us use the plaza to put up our story walls and right on our sidewalks for the kids. We have kids that come in and do that still. That's from last summer. You know, what else is there to do in the county? If you don't play ball, and not everybody plays ball, not everybody has the ability or the desire to play ball, and nothing against the ball field at all. My grandkid played ball this weekend. But what else is there to do? Not every kid has to play ball, but every kid has to learn how to read. And these programs and the things that we do all come back to reading.
I'm not saying that the library doesn't do a good job. What I'm saying is, in my personal opinion, it probably is over budgeted. That's what I'm saying.
Where would you like for me to cut?
I think it's overstaffed.
Can't do what I do with the staff that I have if I cut it.
Well,
and clearly there's a need for what we do, because everything we do is full. I have to turn people away a lot of times. I can set limits on it. Once in a while we do, if we have a coming. I had a lady come in last week. You have to know how to use the computer, you have to know, you know, be able to do things like that that most people that come in to volunteer are not capable of doing. And I do have a great group of volunteers, the Friends of the Library, and they help with things.
Okay, changing subjects slightly, Mr. Hyman, question for you, please. Back on your fire department. You talked about, if I understood you correctly, this hybrid process. Would you explain to me again how that would work and what the approximate cost would be?
If you follow the fire school's model, they have one fireman on duty 24 hours a day. Yeah. If it exists in other small communities that have maybe got to the point that they're at the breaking point of volunteer or something, it'll manage. That's where we're at, past the breaking point of volunteer or something. Being able to cover SNL part. And it's not just because of it calls your fire department, it's volunteerism in general that it takes a lot. It's just it's dropped. It doesn't matter what it is, part of your volunteers. So if you had a paid fireman, I don't know the cost of having three paid firemen, one on duty, not three on duty, one on duty, 24 hours a day,
We have a chief already, so that base has been covered because we have a full-time employee at Collin Clasby that's got, you know, 20-year experience and holds the chief hat now. So we can say from 8 to 5, we've got a chief on duty. So we do have an employee on duty at 8 to 5. That's a big step forward. They'll say we've made that commitment. We're going to have to backfill him in another number of the duties he has today. So the cost of three firemen, I don't know what the cost of three firemen with their benefits, what that would be, but you got to expect it's probably $100,000 a year with benefits. I don't know, per fireman.
Is that 24/7?
24/7, correct. So probably $300,000 is a starting guesstimate for us, I mean, the benefits. And I believe we need to back with. I think we needed it 3 years ago. But with the growth we're experiencing today, and as hard as it is to get volunteers, we can't afford to lose our ISO rating. If you have, you know, the county departments, which reaches around to you, I mean, superintendent, you know, Franklin County, it's not because of any place along, period. It's no place along. We just don't have the resources out there, right? So if we can get City of Mount Vernon's department really more fully resourced where they really, and by the way, too, if you look at volunteers in the past, they talk about the Mount Vernon Fire District. So people think there's areas in Franklin County that you can't volunteer if you're across the line. We'll talk about that at our next council meeting. There's not going to be a district line. It's Franklin County line is our district. So we're going to look at, you're in Franklin County, you want to volunteer, raise your hand. Right, so just saying you can if you're across the creek and that creek. No, we're driving all over the county as it is. We're going to call it Mount Vernon Fire District, Franklin County, because we are the county seat and want to act like it, right? Yeah. So if we can find a way between this report and the city hall, find a way to find a fireman on duty, and this don't have to be somebody that's got 20 years experience. This can be that fireman that's went to fire school and got a year to experience, or this is his first stop, or her first stop. I'd love to have you late, right? Have some mercy on you too. But you don't force that, right? Realities, it's not. Yeah, but I want to be careful. It's a young lady, young man, whatever it is. But somebody could be, this could be their first stop.
And we've had the firemen that are firemen elsewhere full-time have said that they would help us start, like they would take their 1 24-hour shift here on one of their days off. With pay, of course, but I'm just saying to start, to help it get started.
How does Clarksville fund theirs? Is it paid by the city?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask in other counties or cities how they do it. I just know that type of departments exist. You know, some go to Cookford actually are making a tax. I don't think we need to do that. You know, but that's where the minds in this room gets together, says how do we make it happen? I don't know how to make it happen financially or what others have done. I just know that they exist. It's like urgent care. It's another day. We're not going to do that today, but how in the world can we finally get even a hybrid version of urgent care, right, Chad, as we talked about it. Mm-hmm. By the way, me and Scott are digitally on meeting for the last few months. We call that individually. So we have got to where we're having an informal standing meeting each month, which we'll improve on that too. And do it more often, but we do have a really good relationship, and I think that's where there's frustration that bubbles up, and maybe that's good that it bubbles up in a meeting like this, right? Mm-hmm. So we all walk away and go, okay, let's get on the same page together, right? I mean, I respect everybody in the room, but communication is the issue in the past.
Absolutely.
And I can promise you from a city perspective, the city don't want to fight with anybody. We don't have time for that. It's all new people on our council. We've got one of the best council I think we've had in years. We don't have time to dig dirt and fight and all that, which don't us. We're all volunteers, right? So there's no payroll that city council or mayor. We're all pure volunteer. So last thing in my mind is, you know, wanting to have a, you know, an argument with somebody and bless as well.
And Brad, it's okay to cuss and discuss and fuss and fight. I don't have a problem with that. We can get along with everything. My gosh, we can get on blows on stuff. I mean, there's things that, you know, he'll what's the matter?
Well, I don't know about the city's tax stuff because I haven't looked at that very much, but I know that the county's taxes per citizen is the highest in Northeast Texas. The amount of tax coming in. Now, I'm not talking about the rate itself. I'm talking about the amount of tax money brought in Northeast Texas Franklin County's is the highest, unless it's changed in the last year or so.
That's why we try to give the services that we give with that amount of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not our fault that they raise the valuation on everything, and we give more tax money though. But we're gonna try to utilize that money that we get to help the citizens of this city and the county.
You know, you talked about bringing businesses in outside. We did bring the business in about 50 years ago that keeps this whole community alive, and that's the lake. Without that lake, we wouldn't be having any of these discussions. Half of us probably wouldn't even be here.
I'll tell you, what was it before the lake?
What's that?
What supported this county before the lake?
I don't know.
Farmers and ranchers. What about oil and gas?
Oil and gas, yeah.
That's nice. The first big thing that ever happened in this county, like other counties. And the lake was the second biggest thing. And if we can't work with the lake and the city and the county together, we don't have a county.
Well, I did the numbers one time, and without that lake valuation down there, we're Red River County.
But that's what's great about it. We do
have a standard
of living that's a lot better than Red River County, and I want the standard of living to be better than Delta and Red River County. I want my standard of living to be better than Titus and Hopkins. But they got a lot more, but you know what? There's a lot of people from those communities that live here because they like it here, because it's what all we have.
Okay, but you just said Red River County is, you know, I'm not criticizing Red River County, but they're a poor county. But they have the fire department already.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody,
we need to get on board then. We need to get on board then.
Well, how have they been able to fund that?
I just did.
Well,
they thought that was a priority over some other stuff.
It is, because a lot of their county offices are only open a couple of days a week. Everybody's part-time.
Right.
Yeah, they don't open on Fridays. They don't pay insurance for their employees. Thank God we got the standard of living over here. We can have a great insurance program for our county employees and city employees. And
benefits, retirement.
Yeah, retirement and everything else. I mean, it's pitiful. You're right. It is a poor county. And Judge Williamson will be the first one to tell you, man, we're struggling over here. Delta County will tell you, we're struggling over here. And so, but no, thank y'all for coming today. I appreciate y'all coming in. I hope we can straighten some stuff out and get with me before budget. When do y'all budget start?
We'll start thinking about it in May, June.
So that's about the same time we do, correct? Okay.
Yes, that's almost.
Anybody else have anything before we go? Anybody?
Moving to adjourn.
All first out.
Yeah.
All right, thank y'all. Hey, Betty.
I signed this letter here.
So Betty said made a copy of this.
Okay.
Scott.
That would be 11th.